Diesel went up 8 cent this morning. It is projected to go up 12 cent tomorrow night. Home heating oil went up 100 euro this morning. It's already sky high. Another 100 euro and projected to go up another 120 euro tomorrow night. This is happening in real time. And you dither and you think people can wait for another week while you get your act together. People can't wait. They demand action now. We could bring a financial resolution before the House, and tonight we could cut the costs of petrol, diesel and home heating oil. But you refuse to do that. So I put it to you again. Why do you delay?
Because we want to get it right. And a little bit of humility from the man who went on Morning Ireland this morning and got his figures out by 35 million euro a week wouldn't go astray. You quoted an annual figure. I mean, you said that we took in 38 million euro in windfall last week. It's 3 million, Pierce. That's not a couple of million. That's 35 million euro a week you were out on. So we're going to get this right. We're going to take it step by step. We're going to work with the European counterparts. The Taoiseach is at the European Council now. Minister O'Brien has just finished a meeting with the hauliers. Minister Cleary is considering how we can assist those most in need. My department's economics team are trying to prevent the best macroeconomic analysis. The only place that you're dithering is where there's a Sinn Féin finance minister. You have powers in Northern Ireland to expand the fuel poverty funds. The only assistance, and it's a small bit of assistance, that's come from people in Northern Ireland so far has been from the British government. The Northern Ireland executive, the Sinn Féin first minister, the Sinn Féin finance minister, the Sinn Féin economy minister have brought forward exactly 0 euro and 0 cent in measures to help people in Northern Ireland. This government will act. We'll act in the here and now. We're finalising our proposals and we will work with people and support them in the time ahead.